I want to do a little survey. How many people believe in UFOs? Yeah, I'm getting used to that, which is kind of strange, because growing up as a kid, I always believed in UFOs. Now I'm not so sure, but back as a kid and growing up and a young adult, it was like I was all for it. My mom supported it and, you know, would give me books and things like that. And she even drove me once into Brooklyn to go to this, like, UFO conference or something like that. At any rate, you know, so I'm big into UFOs. And, the true believers believe in a couple things. One is that aliens have been around for a long time, the extraterrestrials. And a lot of them look like us. So that's why we can't tell if that they're here. They're kind of like, you know, incognito. And they're here because they're here to study us. And we're special because we have a lot of emotions. Apparently back on Planet X, they don't have too many emotions because they're so evolved. They just don't, you know, like crack jokes and fart anymore. So they're here to kind of like, you know, get a feel for it so they can like breed in, you know, like more emotional genes. So there was this point in my life a few years back that I was at a many, many crossroads. And ultimately I moved here to go to the Rampta School of Enlightenment in Yelm, which meant that I had to get divorced. But that really wasn't a problem because everybody thought I was crazy and joining a cult. But then I had to sell my business and come out here. So I do that. But in the process of leaving New York, everything was kind of tumultuous in my life, so I go into therapy. In fact, how many people have been in psychoanalysis? Okay, a couple people. We have more for a shrink, you know, in the psychoanalysis than we do for UFOs. Okay, so if you've never been in psychoanalysis, there's a big thing, and it's no touching. Okay, this huggy-feely thing only happens in California. In New York, psychoanalysts never touch you, ever, period. Okay, so my psychoanalyst never touched me. And one night in the middle of this, you know, my life, figuring everything out, I realized aliens look just like us, and they're here to study emotions. A good place to study emotions is in the analyst's office, because, man, my emotions are coming out like crazy, you know? And my therapist has never touched me, so how do I know she's not an alien? You know, because like the aliens are supposed to be like clammy cold because they don't have the emotions. So I didn't know what to do. But as it turned out, the next day, I was going to a lot of therapy. I was going like every other day. And so the next day was a session. I get in and I don't know what to do. So I'm sitting on the edge of the couch. I don't lie down, okay? I had the option. I could either lie down or sit up. It was kind of like a very progressive psychoanalysis. And so I'm sitting up because I want to see what's coming. You know, if she was an alien, I want to see her coming. So I don't want her to sneak up with me because I might like get distracted if I'm lying down. So I can't talk. And I let about $30 worth of my session go by. And my therapist speaks up and says, having a little trouble getting going today, huh, Bruce? I said, yeah. I figured. And she says, so what's up? I said, this is the time to go for it. You know, can't lie to my therapist. I said, well, I think you might be an alien. And she said, I thought you knew I was Jewish. And I laughed too. Yeah. It was a very progressive psychoanalysis. And I was saying, no, not like a Mexican fruit picker. I mean like, you know, UFO, extraterrestrial aliens. And she goes, wait a second, Bruce, let me get this straight. You think I'm from outer space and that I'm not really from the planet Earth? And I realized this was not a time to, you know, muck around. I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, God, oh, no. Oh. She began rocking back and forth. She began to do this, you know, the classic sign of, like, someone that's about to lose it big time. And she's going, Bruce, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And now she's been a therapist for a long time, so I felt pretty good because I was the craziest. You know? It's like, shit, yeah. Yeah. And I'm not the second craziest. And I said, well, you know, why don't I just come over and touch you? He says, no, that's not a good idea. And so she looked like she was in a lot of distress, and so I figured I better help her out, so I changed the subject and started talking about my mother and sexual impotency, and we were, by the end of the session, we were good. And I never brought it up again. The session ends. I'm out of therapy. I'm going to come out here, and I say goodbye, and I'm walking out the door, and she says, "Bruce, wait a second." And she reaches out. "I want to wish you good luck." And I touched her hand. We shake it. It was the clammiest, coldest hand I've ever touched.